Welcome to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster.
That'd be quite a spice to life, it would be.
Do I hear an accent?
Oh, I'm joking.
Well, I was just going
to do that too.
I was just going to sort of get that rolling. You can come up with anything you want to do.
Since you've been a part of Women of Faith these years, if you can describe it in one word, your time and experience with Women of Faith, what would you say and why?
Here's the word. It's awesome. Now, the word is overused because it's used as slang. It's used as any kind of superlative that anybody wants to say, you know, the ice cream's awesome, the blah, blah, blah. This is awesome. And that word originated really in Scripture in terms of describing God and describing the work of Jesus. This is an awesome work. And I am flattered and honored that the God of the universe would allow me to be a part of it, because this is a message that is life-changing, life-altering, and eternity-assuring. These women are going to heaven.
Come on.
Knowing the Jesus that came to save them from all sin and doesn't remember it once it's confessed, and we celebrate that. We celebrate that, and that's what Women of Faith does. We introduce the person of Jesus. We introduce the idea and the mind-boggling reality that you are loved. You are loved. That's the name of this tour. How could it be? Not one of us can do it. Not one of us can replicate that kind of love. We're told to. I blow it all the time. God doesn't. Never blows it. And the love is constant. He doesn't say, oh, Marilyn, honey, I had higher hopes for you. But I can find somebody else. I know Patty. I guess I'll talk to Patty. That doesn't happen with God, does it?
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah is right.
Well, in the time and experience that you've had with Women of Faith, what is one of the greatest experiences or moments that comes back to you and really stands out to you?
One of the greatest moments. Oh my goodness, Patty, after 20 years. So many to choose from. One of them, I suppose, and Barbara Johnson, who was one of our original four, rescued a woman from off the street. She managed to wander into the Chicago Women of Faith Conference. She had spent the night in a dumpster trying to avoid her pimp. She had no idea where she was. She just saw this big arena and knew she'd be safe if she could just manage to sneak in. And she did. Long story short, Barbara found her, took her down into our area where the speakers eat and meet and sort of relax, made sure that this little gal had a shower and a change of clothes, and then found out her life of prostitution, her own destitution of soul. Barbara dressed her up in clothes that we got off of the upstairs, you know, sweatshirts and sweats, and said to her, do you have a place to go where you'll be safe? She said, I could go to my grandmother's. Where does she live? Minneapolis. Do you have any money? No. Barbara gave her money to buy a train ticket, saw that she got out of the arena safely and to the train station. Now that is God's grace. We don't know what happened to that young woman, but we do know God knows. That gives me goosebumps to even recall it. That again, Patty, that's what we do at Women of Faith. We just have the privilege of representing the love of Jesus and the saving work of Jesus. He doesn't create us and walk away. He creates us and stays there forever and ever.
Any closing comments that you'd like to pass along to the listening audience?
Well, I think it's wonderful, Patty, that you are doing this. I think your listening audiences must be having great, wonderful insights as a result of you and your experience and your wonderfully bright, sparkly eyes. They probably can't see that, but I can, and they must feel it. God bless you for what you do, and just continue that good work.
Thanks for listening to Straight Talk with your host, Patty Foster. Patty is a motivational speaker, writer, musician, and has an amazing testimony of God's faithfulness. For more information, log on to www.pattyfoster.com.